Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Table Talk with Life Coach Chestina Ellis and guest co-host and Life Coach Suli Ramirez. Stay tuned for a power-packed life coaching discussion on relationship and love. And so today we are going to be sharing insight on relationship and the functionality of relationship in love so that we can begin moving towards having effective relationships and moving in a direction of building a relationship that will have a long-lasting effect in how we deal with one another and in the success of our personal lives. So that is something that we will be focusing on in our discussion today. So we want to welcome everyone to the radio broadcast. Again, I am your life coach and your host, Chestina Ellis, and as we are waiting for others to come into the call queue, we're just going to be listening to some nice, relaxing music in the background and just allow yourself to unwind and your mind to be relaxed and just alleviate the stress of the day up to this point. Begin to just redirect your mind to positive energy and positive vibrations as we listen to this calming and relaxing background music to set the tone and the atmosphere for the discussion we're getting ready to have. Thank you.
Welcome to Table Talk with Life Coach Christina Ellis and guest co-host and Life Coach Julie Romero. Stay tuned for a Power Cat Life Coaching discussion on relationships and love. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Table Talk. I am your host, Christina Ellis, and we're going to check and make sure that the co-host is here. Co-host, are you on the line?
Yes, hi, I'm on. How are you? How you doing?
I am wonderful, and how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me today.
Great and great. It is always a pleasure to work with you. I've worked with you on quite a few different occasions, and it has always turned out to be a great experience. And I want to just take a few moments to just introduce yourself to everyone in your stance as a life coach, and just let them know what you do in your life coaching arena. so that we can become more familiarized with one another, and that way our listening audience can begin to experience us as we are.
Sure. My name is Sully Ramirez. I'm a certified life coach. I primarily deal with a lot of holistic healing. I also do self-esteem, and you know, I do a lot of goal orientation with business and entrepreneurship. So that's pretty much what I do.
All right, great. Well, as you heard, she does a lot of work in coaching through holistic medications, holistic medicine, and with just helping people get their lives on track and finding new avenues to travel in life for self and betterment. And so we're just going to begin to now, we have about 17 minutes left, so this is going to be a pretty quick session. We're just going to be really focusing on embracing relationships, and we're going to cover as much as we can on this topic today. We may have to come back to the discussion at a later time, but we're going to cover as much as we can. One of the things that I find, Sully, in life coaching relationships is that many people tend to forget the focus of love in relationship. And when I speak of love, I speak primarily of the love of God first, because in order for us to be able to show love towards anyone else or express that love outwardly to anyone else, we have to first have the love of God in us, as well as be able to be receptive to the love that's coming back to us. But before we can do any of that, we have to first learn to love ourselves, and we do that through our relationship with God. So what would you say to our listeners today in regards to building a relationship of love on the foundational principle of the Word of God when it comes to relationship and marriage?
It's a big foundation of building that solid foundation with God, and that will determine your entire outlook on your relationship with your significant other. It will set you more on a stable boundaries in terms of communication, being on the same level as this individual, or even when there are certain issues in the relationship, you will be able to better understand each other and come to some type of compromise. And, you know, because everyone's not always perfect and no one's always on the same level, but at least you can come to you know, a middle point and, you know, talk about those things that you may not be in agreement with, and, you know, have a respectful boundary with one another. And that will fulfill a lot of healthy balance with love, and, you know, it will allow the relationship to be more healthy and will prosper and a more respectful boundary. So, you know, in those terms, it's a lot of healing, a lot of love, a lot of laughter, a lot of respect, and consistency in your relationship, and a longevity, because that's where we all want. We're yearning for longevity, we're looking for love. And when the basis, when you have it with God, and you have that love with God, and you become very familiar with God, and you know that that's where your heart is, and He's there with you, then that relationship will last forever. It can last forever. Unfortunately, sometimes things happen in life. I'm not saying anything is perfect, but there will be better boundaries and a more respect level with the Lord and with your relationship.
And, you know, that's one of the things that I really like to, you know, focus my attention on during relationship coaching, is the strategies that it takes in order to work a relationship out, the methodology that is used in order to work through issues and different circumstances that are faced in relationship, and how we can respond differently to the actions of an individual that is given out in relationship without taking anything in offense or giving out offense. And so that brings me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and this is something that I really feel that the church as a whole should keep on the forefront in their teachings and in their sermons, because the world needs a lot of love in this day and age. We see a lot of things going on in the news, and love is something that seems to just be dwindling into the background. It's more less of a focus on the method of love than it is on the feeling of love. And so we want to know how to function in love effectively more than to have that euphoria or that feeling of love. So let's just take a quick look here at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I wrote down briefly the verses of scripture that it reflects on. And I want to just let everyone know that it is very important that along with your everyday lifestyle, that you have the Word of God as a foundation. It's kind of like laying a slab, a brick, a cement slab to build the foundation of a home. And you want that foundation to be on a level ground. You want it to be in a place that it will cause the home to be erect once it is complete and standing leveled, rather than to have a home that is built on unlevel ground. And when you begin to build the foundation of a house, the external structure, you have it kind of leaning or it's uneven or unbalanced. So the key is to bring balance into your life so that you can have balance in your relationship. The first Corinthians chapter 13, starting at verse 4, it begins us to tell us the characteristics of love and how love is supposed to be. And it says that love is very patient. And I wrote this from the Living Bible translation. It's just like speaking to another person to person. It's as plain as you can get it. And so we want to go over that briefly. We have about 11 minutes, a little over 11 minutes left. It says that love is patient and kind, never jealous or envious, never boastful or proud, never haughty or selfish or rude. Love does not demand its own way. It is not irritable or touchy. It does not hold grudges. It will hardly even notice when others do it wrong. It is never glad about injustice, but love rejoices when truth wins out. So, you know, when I think about that, and then it goes on to say in the last verse or two, it says, if you love someone, you will be loyal to him, and in this case, or her, no matter what the cost. You will always believe in him or her, always expect the best of him or her, and always stand your ground in defending him or her. Now, to the natural ear, to the way that life tries to restructure the mind through the things that we see and interact with, it will at first glance have you feeling as though it's unfair. Because what if the person isn't treating you the way that you want to be treated? What if they aren't making you feel as comfortable as you want to be feeling? What if they aren't accommodating you the way that you are accommodating them? Can you still hold that same respect of love for them? And that is a question that many people may have today. I know in my own life experience, I've had that question. But when God began to reveal to me about the in-depth understanding of love, as I began to try and find out what can I do to improve my everyday relationships, first of all, myself as a person, and secondly, in my relationships with my friends, my family, in your love relationship, in your married relationship, we're always going to encounter people. And having the love of God, first of all, is the first thing that we should be embracing in relationship so that we can be able to have love towards one another. Now, I want to ask you, Suli, what is your understanding or what did you get out of the scripture that I just read about love? How would you let the people know the importance of love through the eyes of God and through a godly lifestyle in their lives?
Well, love is, to me, what comes to me is patience, to be patient with someone. Because, you know, sometimes in life there's circumstances that occur, or there could be situations from their past that have caused them to maybe go through some things emotionally where there's an instability in their love. And it's not that they don't love you, but it could cause an issue maybe in their behavior pattern. And so sometimes it's not that they don't love you. It's just that there's certain things that, you know, they need to maybe find someone who is more patient and understanding of their situation and will work with that individual in terms of love. Because when you really love someone, you would really be patient and just, you know, try to deal with it until you both can come to terms and talk about it, and maybe they can get some help that they need, you know, maybe counseling or something to that degree.
Well, would you say that that would come from a lack of attentiveness to their to the thought pattern and the lack of consideration in a relationship when one tends to have to show more patience than the other,
right?
Because the other person, yeah, is less receptive to being patient in the relationship?
Yes, I agree. I mean, I think that I can speak that because I've been through situations of that myself personally, where I have maybe been impatient with people because I wanted it right then and there, and they were not prepared at that point. And so I, you know, was ready to move on with new love, and it's not like that. When you really love someone, you wait and you're patient, depending on the situation. Because sometimes people have gone through traumatic experiences, and that doesn't mean that they're not capable of having a stable love. It just means that you may have to wait a little longer for them just to work with, you know, to work with them. But sometimes you can meet a great person, you're compatible, you're on the same level, your communication skills are great. It's just that sometimes it's just they've gone through so much trauma in their life that they're, you know, they need help. And maybe God has put you in that place to help that individual get to that place. Because none of us is perfect.
And would you say that that comes from a lack of maturity in one area or another? Because as I was reading the scripture this morning, thank you. As I was reading the scripture this morning and getting prepared for the broadcast and to be able to just help others overcome some things, when I read further, it says, "It is like this. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child.
Mm-hmm.
But when I became a man, my thoughts grew far beyond those of my childhood. And now I have put away the childish things. In the same way, we can see and understand only a little about God now, as if we were peering at his reflection in a poor mirror. But someday we're going to see him in his completeness face to face." And then it goes on at the very end. It says there are three things that remain: faith and love. So to me, this was like graduating from one level of life to the other. Sometimes you have kindergartners that graduate from the kindergarten to the first grade. And then you may have a junior high school student graduate from junior high to high school. But with each phase, they're entering to a higher level, and they're learning more on that higher level. And so the same is with college and high school and growing into adulthood. And so I believe that saying that after we have come to a certain point of maturity, we should be able to understand the basic foundations of love just through having a relationship with Christ, first of all.
Right.
But many times people venture back to that childhood reaction in relationship where we call it childish, acting childish, behaving childish, because they're looking at it from an elementary point of view rather than looking at love from a mature point of view and from a God point of view. Many times we tend to forget as people in relationship to add God and keep God in the equation. Somewhere along the line, we begin to try and push him in the background because of all of the everyday havoc that we've been experiencing. So how say that one can show completeness in relationship through incorporating the Word of God in their relationship, and even in just coaching someone through a tough situation in relationship, a broken marriage, a falling apart relationship, or a damaged relationship?
Well, every situation is different. But, I mean, from my experience as a life coach, and I've mentored a lot of couples because I also specialize in that as well, one thing I do know is patience, because sometimes some other people are at a different maturity level as you. Everybody's experience in love is different. Trauma, maybe someone getting hurt, maybe having a fear of, you know, giving their heart to someone and having to remold themselves back into that, you know, opening themselves up to love again, rebuilding, a trust, you know, faithfulness with the Lord and going back and reading the Word of God and incorporating God, because that's number one. That has to be important. That's the most important part of it, is incorporating the Lord so that their healing can begin, and then God can begin to communicate through His Word with you and your spouse, the healing process. And then together with the togetherness, you can read and begin to communicate the issues and try to resolve what's there, and then move forward from it and let it go. And that's pretty much where it is, all a balance and all in prayer and, you know, retrusting and just motivating each other and going out and doing things together and loving each other and trusting each other and removing the fears from the past. And once you can do all of that, you know, there's stability and health, good, healthy relationship that should occur.
And so why do you think that God, to let love be your greatest aim? Out of all of the things in the world, prophecy will pass away, the power of endowment will pass away, but He says to let your aim in life be love. Why would you tell our listeners that it is so vitally important that love be the focus of our lives?
Because God is love, you know, and unconditional love can, you can do anything with unconditional love, because love is patient and love is kind. You know, and when you can do all of that and incorporate that big love, you know, because when you love someone, it's like loving a child when they're born into this world and that they're innocent. And you will do anything to protect that child. That's a relationship you want to protect. You want to build that relationship. We want to raise that child. You want to groom that child. You want to do everything possible to make sure that that child has the best that it needs, and that should be in a relationship as well. Grooming and growing and loving and respecting and hoping and honoring and doing all of that, to me, comes as a child. That's how I would describe it. It's an innocent love that will grow and will be perfected.
Great. And I really appreciate that, because, you know, when we put love first, and I like the fact that you brought up unconditional love, because that's what it's all about, is that 1 Corinthians is saying that, in closing, we have just under a minute left, and so we're going to move through this pretty quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is saying that love is unconditional. Love is patient. It's kind. It's never jealous or envious. It's neither boastful nor proud. It's neither haughty nor selfish nor rude. Love does not demand its own way. It isn't pushy. It doesn't push to have everything going its own way. Love isn't irritable. So if you're finding that you're experiencing irritation in relationship, or someone in the relationship is touchy, then this is signaling to you that there's an issue in the love relationship. What we begin to do is work towards a resolve by responding instead of reacting. We go in and we begin to have a conversation. First, we sit down and we think to ourselves, is what we're thinking true? Is it factual? And can we prove it? Well, we have 5 seconds left on the call, and I wish we had more time. We will see you back here on next week. God bless you one and all, and remember to keep love on the forefront. Have a blessed and wonderful evening.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you.